Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
For all the incredible things we've seen on Doctor Who, there's 100 more that didn't make it. There's so much great stuff that we know happens, but we've never got to see. With that in mind, I'm Will for Who Culture, and here are the 10 biggest events in Doctor Who that you never got to see. 10. Davros and the Nightmare Child. Davros is the mad scientist from Skaro who created the Daleks during the Kaled Thal War. An explosion in his lab resulted in devastating injuries that should have killed him, save for the chariot he rode in keeping him moving. He has a power to continue returning either from death or near-death experiences, as his encounter with the Nightmare Child will attest. In the early days of the Time War, Davros encountered the Nightmare Child at the gates of Elysium. The child was said to have jaws big enough to swallow Davros's ship whole. So much of the Time War has occurred off-screen, for several reasons. Budget aside, there is simply so much to depict, from the Daleks' constant attacks on Gallifrey to the destruction of the races who got caught in the middle of the last great Time War. Of course, that also lends it a bit more mystery, which is hardly a bad thing. 9. 12 meeting the other Doctors. During the events of Day of the Doctor, Gallifrey is facing total ruin as a million Daleks hover over the planet, doing their very best to exterminate all life below. Far across the universe, the War Doctor ponders the Moment, a sentient weapon that will allow him to wipe out the Daleks, though this would destroy the Time Lords as well. Thanks to temporal intervention, this version of the Doctor is stopped from detonation by the 10th and 11th Doctors, and the three of them hatch a new plan. Freeze Gallifrey in a moment of time. However, those calculations would take hundreds and hundreds of years to complete, but the Doctor has a TARDIS, and this time, there's three of them. In a thrilling moment, all of the Doctor's former regenerations arrive to help, along with the attack eyebrows of one of the future regenerations, Mr. Capaldi himself. These meetings, wherein the fact of the situation would need to be explained to each version of the Doctor, were not shown on screen, for obvious reasons, yet it really is something to imagine a room that contained so many different versions of the Time Lord all talking over one another. 8. The Doctor leaves Gallifrey. The opening moments of The Name of the Doctor depict Clara Oswald falling through what the audience learns to be the Doctor's timeline. One moment shows her coming face-to-face with the First Doctor, featuring archived, colorized footage of William Hartnell. While this was an absolute treat for fans, it also served as a great tease. The actual moment of departure from Gallifrey has never been shown on screen, with countless allusions to this monumental piece of history throughout the show. The 10th Doctor reflects on it with Captain Jack and Martha, describing how he ran away from the untempered schism after seeing it as a child. The Name of the Doctor suggests that Clara helped give the Doctor a nudge in the direction of his TARDIS, as he very nearly left in an entirely different machine. While there is something to be said for leaving well enough alone, it is just too tantalizing not to show the Doctor's last day on Gallifrey on screen. Although for every ending there's a beginning, which leads us directly onto our next entry. 7. The TARDIS chooses the Doctor. Despite it seeming like Clara was the one to give the Doctor a nudge in the direction of the TARDIS, it was in fact the TARDIS herself who chose the Time Lord to begin with, as she manages to explain in The Doctor's Wife. The beautifully scripted episode by Neil Gaiman expands on their relationship, revealing that it was she who picked him all those years ago. One must also remember that Clara was only able to travel through the Doctor's time stream thanks to entering the TARDIS to begin with. The old police box may have faded and expanded at that that stage, yet it was still strong enough to keep its shape and hold the Doctor's grave within. In all of space and time, the Time Lord has grappled with, fought with, regenerated, and flirted with that silly old box of his. He has many names for her, though Sexy seems to be her personal favourite. We've seen their relationship as it is hundreds of years after their meeting, so the moment of their first encounter is a crucial moment in Whovian history yet to be revealed. 6. The encounter with the Family of Blood. The Family of Blood were a non-corporeal collection of beings who hunted the 10th Doctor and Martha Jones, seeking from them the means to live forever. Sensing his Time Lord state, they used a stolen vortex manipulator to hunt the Doctor through time, forcing him to convert himself into a human to hide. But, you know, how did they come to discover the TARDIS? When human nature opens, the Doctor and Martha are already in the employ of Faringham School for Boys, with the Time Lord now convinced he's a teacher named John Smith and Martha posing as a cleaner. All too quickly, the family discover something is amiss in England 1913. Almost nothing is known about this race, save for the fact that they live incredibly short lives, like those of a mayfly. If only to see the naivety in which they lived their lives, the origins of this family marks a monumental yet mysterious moment in the Doctor's life. 5. Raising a family. Susan Foreman is the Doctor's granddaughter, even if various writers and producers behind the scenes of the show would rather that was not the case, as the producers didn't want audiences to think that the Doctor had ever fathered children. However, father them he did, something that is more than suggested by the very existence of Susan and confirmed by the 10th Doctor. However, like so many other Time Lords and other beings, the Doctor's family has long since died. What exactly happened to them is still a mystery. It's possible they perished in the Time War, while they could have been hunted as a way to reach the meddlesome traveller himself. While the depiction of a blood family might be a bit jarring at this stage in the Doctor's history, it could be no more jarring than the revelation that the Doctor herself was the origin of all of Gallifrey's regeneration abilities. With this being revealed, are the descendants of the Doctor, like the Doctor themselves, remnants of a species that is from somewhere entirely mysterious in the universe? Who and where are they? 4. Brigadier Lethbridge Stewart's death. Nicholas Courtney played the Brigadier, who was an iconic companion from the classic era of Doctor Who. He travelled with the second and third Doctors, while also meeting the first, fourth, fifth, and seventh, and also helped Sarah Jane Smith in some of her adventures through the years. While the 11th Doctor was struggling with the idea of his own mortality, he latched onto his friends as a means of escaping his fate. Having left Craig, with whom he once shared a house, the Doctor donned a Stetson and called the nursing home in which the Brigadier had been living, telling one of the nurses to get him up and ready to party. The line then goes quiet as the sad news of his old friend's death comes through. The scene was included as a tribute to Courtney, who had recently passed away. The very nature of the show meant that, for the Doctor, he could simply nip back in time and have a chat with the younger version of the man. Yet this inclusion here helped the Doctor come to terms with his own mortality, while acknowledging a crucial player in the Hooniverse overall. 3. The Sontaran-Rutan War. This war between these two species was once described by the Doctor as a pointless waste of time, as the Sontarans were simply obsessed with the fight and not the victory. While the Doctor has witnessed several battles as part of the war on Earth, the actual fighting has never been shown on screen. The Sontarans even managed to harbour a grudge against the Time Lords as a species for ensuring that the last great Time War was time-locked, meaning that species without time travel technology could not fight. The war with the Rutans, on the other hand, was at least several centuries old, although a definitive start date has never been identified. Different witnesses give different dates, with as early as 8000 BC suggested as a beginning, while other accounts place the start in the 26th century. The latter is less likely, as in 2009 AD, the Sontarans attempted to conquer Earth by using Atmos sat-nav devices. The end goal was to convert the planet into a new hatchery for Sontaran clones to fight, which suggests that the war had already been raging for millennia before this date. 2. Shudder. The full original serial. Shudder is one of the most infamous stories in Whovian history. Written by Douglas Adams, the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy guy, the story was meant to close the 17th season of Doctor Who, with Tom Baker and Lala Ward in the TARDIS. However, production was halted by a strike, with roughly 50% of the serial completed at that time. John Nathan Turner would attempt to reuse the material, though sadly it fell through. Footage was used in The Five Doctors to explain Baker's absence from the special, while an audio version was produced by Big Finish, featuring the 8th Doctor instead of the 4th. An abridged version was also released on VHS, though it received mixed reviews. The story was eventually completed using the existing footage and new animated scenes, voiced by the original actors using equipment that had been present at the time of filming. As it stands, though, there is no complete filmed recording of the script as it originally was envisioned. However, Douglas Adams suggested that that may have been for the best. With all the messing around with it, he really wasn't very fond of it in the end. 1. The Second Doctor's Regeneration. By the close of The War Games, the Doctor is put on trial by the Time Lords and forced to regenerate. The last shot of Patrick Troughton that the audience saw was the man twirling around in a circle, fading off into the black. The next time the Doctor would be seen, Jon Pertwee would be stepping out of the TARDIS in full colour. It is the only regeneration to date that has never been shown in any medium at all, with the 8th Doctor finally receiving his big scene in The Night of the Doctor, and the 9th Doctor technically appearing in The Day of the Doctor.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.